We start with a Fox News alert. Hurricane Ian has made landfall in Florida, pummeling the Sunshine State with wind and rain of biblical proportions. Ian touched down as a Cat 4 storm, bringing 140-mile winds and leaving a wake of destruction in its path. The National Hurricane Center is warning of catastrophic wind damage with an unsurvivable storm surge of up to 18 feet. It is expected to dump 2 feet of rain across the state, bringing unprecedented flooding and destruction. Entire neighborhoods are now undersea as water levels continue to rise. Homes are floating down the middle of the street, and people are swimming in their living rooms. By the way, authorities say that it's a very bad idea. Who knows what's in that water? And first responders and rescue services can't escape the flooding either. This fire department in Naples is completely underwater, leaving the city's residents on their own. And things are even worse in the air, where hurricane hunters are flying into the heart of the storm. More than 2 million people in the state were told to evacuate, with thousands more hunkering down and riding it out from home. Governor Ron DeSantis is warning residents to brace for the worst.
We know that this has been a big storm, and it's done a lot of damage as it is. It is going to continue to move through the state of Florida. You're going to see hurricane-force winds in places in central Florida. That's going to rank as one of the top 5 hurricanes to ever hit the Florida peninsula.
Over 1 million Floridians are already without power, and things are only going to intensify from here. You know it's serious when even Waffle Houses are starting to close across the state. And Florida has survived its fair share of storms, including Hurricane Charley way back in 2004, considered the worst hurricane to hit the Sunshine State. Charley decimated the region, causing nearly $25 billion in damage. But it pales in comparison to the size of Ian. Satellite images of the two storms show the entirety of Hurricane Charley fitting inside just the eye of Ian. The people of Florida are in for a few rough days.